Hello and welcome back to CliffCast, the podcast that brings you information and insights on nutrition for athletes and active people. This CliffCast will focus on cyclists and specifically the amazing Tour de Cure, a collection of cycling events benefiting the American Diabetes Association. I'm Dylan Seguin. I've been cycling since I was a wee little kid. Riding a bike is a wonderful way to exercise, and while you're out there on a bike having fun, it's so important to think about your nutrition. CliffCast is a series that helps you learn all about your nutrition so that you can perform at your best and feel great in the process. In this episode of CliffCast, we will hear from seasoned cyclists here at Cliff Bar speaking about the ways they incorporate nutrition into their lives.
Hi, my name is Eric Wally. I have probably 11 seasons of road racing behind me, but I've been a cyclist my entire life. I raced BMX as a kid, rode mountain bikes through college, and basically been interested in bikes and have ridden bikes my entire life and just kind of really enjoy all sort of facets of riding.
Hi, I'm Chris Randall, and I'm a cyclist. I've ridden on the road, both just recreationally and as a racer. I've also raced as a triathlete, too.
My name is Remy Hitt, and I've been cycling for about a year and a half now. Came over from actually a soccer background and got into triathlon, and that was my bridge into cycling, and now I'm mainly focusing on cycling by itself.
While our in-house nutritionist and registered dietitian, Tara Delacon-Ortiz.
That's me. I've been a registered dietitian and sports nutritionist at Cliff Bar for over 10 years and an athlete for over 20.
Will be guiding us with well-researched facts about what cyclists should eat and drink, plus when they should take in sports nutrition. We will also hear from special guest Sarah Prevost.
Hi, I'm Sarah Prevost, the National Tour de Cure Associate Director with the American Diabetes Association, and I work with the more than 80 Tour de Cure events nationwide.
Speaking about the Tour de Cure, and from Red Rider Mark Fisher.
Hi, my name's Mark Fisher. I'm a Red Rider, meaning I have diabetes and I cycle. And I ride in the Tour de Cure, which is the fundraising event for the American Diabetes Association. I do anything that keeps me moving because I learned early on I'm healthier if I'm eating right and I'm moving on a daily basis.
What are Red Riders? Red Riders are cyclists who happen to have diabetes and use cycling and nutrition to stay strong and healthy. You will hear the term Red Rider sprinkled throughout the show, so keep your ears peeled for it. Please stay tuned for all sorts of cycling and nutrition info on this episode of CliffCast.
Sports nutrition for me is
what kind of food is going to get you through a training ride or a race.
What you use to fuel your activity and what allows you to perform to your expectations and your abilities.
Sports nutrition is really fundamental to cycling and performing well and simply having a good time out there.
It's kind of more than important. I mean, it's sort of an imperative.
You know, when you ride a bike, you tend to be out there for 2, 3, 4 hours. And if you don't take in hydration, if you don't take in calories, you're going to run out of fuel and you're going to bonk, or you're simply just, you're not going to go as fast as you want to go, or you're not going to enjoy it.
Sports nutrition is really different for a person with diabetes because we have to not only worry about the nutrition before, during, and after an event, which all athletes do, but we have to worry about blood sugar control.
Sports nutrition is really important for the Red Riders because they want to make sure they maintain their blood sugar during the ride. A Red Rider really needs to pay attention to is how much carbohydrate they're getting and ensuring that they're getting enough to maintain their energy and maintain their blood sugar and not too much to lead to hyperglycemia. A really good balanced breakfast to start your day as a cyclist would be a piece of whole wheat toast with a little pat of butter on there for some flavor and a little bit of staying power from the fat, and an egg.
Eggs, scrambled eggs, usually a veggie scramble.
You can top that with a slice of tomato, slather on a little avocado.
A little bit of avocado and salsa, because I'm from San Diego, gotta have the good hot salsa.
And you've got yourself a great, pretty solid breakfast there.
And fruit. I'm a big fruit person early in the morning, so that would be my breakfast of choice.
I almost always have some sort of like multigrain cereal with 1% milk in it almost every morning. And usually I'll add either some berries or more likely a banana to that.
I'm a big fan of a bagel with peanut butter, sliced banana on top, and a cup or two of coffee. And I can do that and quickly head out on the bike and feel great.
My ideal breakfast consists of steel-cut oats, oatmeal, with egg whites mixed in. A lot of people think of that and they go, ooh, that doesn't sound that good. It's actually very good. You mix a few blueberries in with it. It gives me my carbohydrate, my complex carbohydrate.
Carbohydrates are very important.
I get my protein through the egg whites. I get my antioxidants through the blueberries. But that's what kicks off my day.
Another special note for Red Riders, if you are unsure of how certain foods might affect you, you might want to check your blood sugar more often as you experiment. This will help you analyze and track what works better for you personally with your diabetes management during athletic training.
Snacking throughout the day is really important, whether you're a Red Rider or a cyclist without diabetes. And again, that's to help you balance your energy and balance your carbohydrate choices throughout the day so you distribute energy to your muscles throughout the day.
I like to do almonds, more fruit.
I love nuts. Generally have a couple bags of a couple different kinds of nuts. Cashews are my current favorite, but love peanuts, love peanut butter.
A piece of fruit, egg whites, a hard-boiled egg, yogurt.
For a Red Rider, it would be particularly important to ensure that they're getting a protein source in combination with their carbohydrate source. You know, a good standard lunch for a cyclist would be a sandwich, a piece of fruit, some yogurt, and a glass of water.
A lot of times I'll eat either like a hot sandwich that'll usually have some sort of, you know, like cold cut on there, either like ham or occasionally even like some red meat.
Some kind of protein source.
Cheese and then some sort of good, like either whole wheat or sourdough bread.
I love sandwiches, so I'm a turkey and Swiss kind of guy with some chips on the side and a glass of water or some juice, something like that.
Very often, I'll get a huge tub of Greek yogurt and then some fruit and then might be cottage cheese. And people may go, boy, that sounds pretty boring. I love it. I'm lucky. And I may do that in a large enough portion that I'm getting the calories I need, but it's higher in protein, lower in fat. I get my carbohydrates. If I don't get enough fruit with that, I'll have more fruit.
A Red Rider will want to pay closer attention to the amount of carbohydrate at their meal. And a sandwich would be a great combination of carbohydrate and protein. You can get some, put a cheese in that sandwich, some turkey, then throw in some veggies in there, some lettuce, tomato as well. And that gives you a nice low glycemic meal in itself.
A double turkey sandwich, bunch of veggies on it.
And then adding in some carrot sticks or some sort of veggie. I also like to add cucumber. They're crunchy, they're watery. And then a bowl of fruit or a piece of fruit.
Dinner, we always have you know, a pretty balanced meal where there's going to be some carbohydrate, whether it's bread or pasta or rice.
Rice, pastas,
a whole lot of vegetables, whether it's a stir fry or a green salad or some stir fried greens, something like that.
Lots of salads.
And then a protein source. So it could be tofu, it might be meat, it might be chicken. But it's a pretty balanced meal.
Chicken, a lot of fish.
A lot of fish.
A sample dinner for a cyclist could be a nice steak about the size of the palm of your hand is the portion you're going for. A sweet potato. I often recommend sweet potatoes over baked potatoes just because they're packed with all of those powerful, naturally occurring nutrients you get in orange veggies. A side salad, another place to get a good delivery of veggies in there. And maybe a slice of really yummy whole grain bread again, or a side of quinoa or wild rice. good carbohydrates
that I eat a lot of are, you know, breads,
oats,
pasta,
wild rice,
quinoa
and amaranth,
which
also have have more protein in them as well as the carbohydrate.
A lot of potatoes.
In general, it's a good idea for everyone to balance how much carbohydrate they're getting in their diet. Diabetic meal plan is really a nice balance of carbohydrate spread throughout the day. Some great proteins for a cyclist.
Protein sources, good lean meat.
Chicken is probably my go-to meat.
Fish, lean chicken.
Fish, chicken.
Turkey,
lean beef.
Either chicken or beef.
All good sources. Some of the really great non-animal proteins are nuts and seeds. Those are also supplying them with healthy fat from nuts.
I'll eat some vegetarian sources like tofu.
Other proteins for cyclists to consider are dairy products.
Eggs, milk, yogurt.
They have a portion of protein as well as carbohydrate in there.
Great sources of protein. You need fat.
Good sources of fat.
I'm a fat fan.
I love fat sources.
I mean, I'm not as big of a fan of it when it appears on my body, but I'm a pretty big fan of it when it comes to eating it.
I love almond butter.
Peanut butter, almond butter, sesame seed butter, all those seed butters.
Sunflower oil, flax oil, even hemp oil I've started to eat.
Olive oil.
I also love avocados.
Avocados are a great source of healthier fat.
Love avocados.
Unsaturated fat of any source within moderation.
Those are considered your healthier fats.
So I'm not afraid to incorporate the fat, and I think it's a great portion that definitely needs to be on the plate.
The best way for a cyclist to stay hydrated is to be consuming anywhere between 16 and 24 ounces of water per hour.
If I don't stay hydrated, my performance goes down dramatically.
Of course, that's going to vary per individual, and that's just a general guideline. So you want to trial this out during training and make sure you're practicing and finding out how much fluid is good for you.
During the bike ride, I'm always drinking electrolyte mix.
Electrolytes are important for cyclists to help them maintain hydration.
I think back to, did I have enough electrolyte drink? You know, have I been, you know, monitoring my intake of fluids?
They're important for Red Riders as well for maintaining hydration.
Electrolyte replacement, you hit it right on the nose, is critical.
It's really of critical importance of enjoying your ride, but also finishing your ride.
Hydration also is important for helping to maintain a blood sugar balance.
It is also really important for riders with diabetes to maintain that hydration and maintain carbohydrates to also prevent hypoglycemia.
During a ride, you really want to make sure you've got enough energy to make it to the end of the ride. And to do that, you really need to supply your body with around 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrate per hour.
If you are a Red Rider and you're training to ride a longer distance, most research shows that you will need about 1 gram of carbohydrate per minute. So you would need closer to that 60 per hour, depending on your intensity level. For those of you with type 2 diabetes, though, this might be lower. So again, speak with your doctor about your plan and then check your blood sugar more often during your training to stay in a normal range.
On any ride that's over 2 hours, I'll bring along fuel, so I'll bring along gels and blocks. A ride that's under 2 hours, we can start there. You know, I'll always take an electrolyte drink because even under 2 hours, you can get dehydrated and there's, you know, you want to take in some fluid and some calories. So I'll do that purely through electrolyte drinks. Anything over 2 hours, then I'm going to add caloric intake as well.
For someone with diabetes, this is very critical to ensure they're able to have that quick energy on hand. And even someone without diabetes out there on their bike, they really want to make sure that is quick and easily accessible. And the best way to do that is with gels and blocks.
I will do blocks, gels, if it's a longer event. Anything more than 5 miles running, or the more than, I'd say, 20 miles cycling, that's when I would have to kick those in.
Cliff Shot energy gels and Cliff Shot blocks are portioned with around 25 grams of carbohydrate per serving. So one gel has around 25 grams. Three blocks has around 25 grams. Recovery after the ride is really important if you want to get out there and do riding again in the next couple of weeks. And the best way to do that is take advantage of your recovery window 30 minutes after you finish the ride.
I love to make smoothies.
Some kind of shake afterwards.
They taste great, they're cold, they're refreshing, and a lot of times that is, for me, rice milk, a banana, some frozen strawberries, and frozen is key to make it nice and cold and slushy.
Also incorporating the fruit for the sugar and the carb source.
I'll put in some oil and some protein powder.
Like a whey protein or a chocolate milk.
I really like a big glass of milk as a recovery drink because it provides you with both carbohydrate and protein, and you can drink that down after, you know, within that 30 minutes after a ride pretty easily, and also getting in some fluid.
My recovery is going to be a combination of carbohydrates, proteins, and fat, but fat to a lesser degree, same as every meal that I want to do. I don't really change that formula. Unless my blood sugar is really low, then I'm going to go pure, quick, simple carbohydrate to blast it in to get my blood sugar back up.
The other way I'll go, if I'm more in the mood for real food, I'll do two or three fried eggs and a slice of cheese on each fried egg, and then put those into a tortilla and just have sort of a high protein sandwich, if you will. And sometimes I'll even add some black beans in there as well.
For me, a burrito is actually a really good food because you get a lot of carbs, you get some protein if you have like a chicken burrito or whatnot.
If I've done things right and my body's tolerated everything I've eaten well and everything else has fallen into line, my recovery meal is the same as any other meal as far as the combination of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. It doesn't change. Whether you're a person with diabetes or not, learn what your body likes and how it tolerates.
I would say experiment with what you eat.
Some things your body's going to like better than others.
You may think what you're eating is working well, but if you don't mix it up, you won't truly find what you'll be happy with and what will be key to your performance.
You know, my endocrinologist used to say, we're all just a bunch of chemicals, and all you're doing is putting more chemicals in. You have to find out what that combination is and what works. So what works for you might not work so well for me. It might work the same. You don't know.
It's really just about finding something that you like taste-wise and also performance-wise.
You know, they get like the most aerodynamic wheels and like the lightest frame and like spend all that money on equipment. And I think a lot of times, you know, nutrition comes as sort of secondary, and it's just so important if you really want to perform and feel well on the bike.
So really find what works for you. Practice using the energy gels, blocks, and drinks during your training rides to figure out the best combination that helps you maintain your blood sugars.
And one final note for Red Riders, training is definitely the time to experiment with the number of grams of carbohydrates you need during exercise. And again, it's especially important to speak with your physician about your diabetes management strategy as you begin training for the Tour de Cure and all the way through event day. Check your blood sugar more often to analyze those trends, understand your body, and just figure out what works best for diabetes management for you as an athlete.
Go out and test it. Test different things. See what works for you. That's my recommendation.
Cycling is a wonderful sport, and nutrition is a key component to making it work best for you. Here at Cliff Bar, we are committed to helping you make the most out of whatever activity you choose. A big thanks to Cliff Bar cyclists for their insights, Sarah Prevost from the American Diabetes Association, and Mark Fisher, a Red Rider. We hope you enjoy this episode of CliffCast. Have a great ride.